Now, so I'm talking to Jimmy O'Leary, whose uncle, Timmy O'Leary, was one of the legendary Kerry footballers. And we're here in the Legion premises for Larne Club, and there's a huge crowd here. We're looking at an array of photographs. Jimmy, first of all, before we talk about Timmy Latimer, Larne Club and the Legion Club, it is a great day.
Well, it's fantastic. We actually, from my point of view, Ella, my wife and myself came up, and I had been up to see this opening day, and the opening day of the pavilion here, and so, and the whole thing is fantastic. I mean, a remark I passed to one of John Coonan or someone outside was that, God be with the days we used to train outside the Fitzgerald Park in the old pitch, and if we were in, we'd be shot.
And of course, it's very important for you because your father was a founder member of the Legion Club.
Yeah, he was, and in fairness to them, lately they co-opted me in as a vice president, which I was very, very delighted, and all my family are. And it was, well, for me anyway, it was fantastic to be welcomed back to Killarney after all the years, back to my old club, and to get that honour.
And Jimmy, while all the clubs in the county have wonderful premises and wonderful facilities, when you look around here and you see all the great facilities, the Legion have now two full-size playing pitches and other development underway when they're going to throw down the ditch on the far side and extend the field, and then you have this marvellous, magnificent photographic exhibition, a permanent exhibition.
Oh yeah, sure, it's fantastic. My wife is originally from Dingle, and her brother Paddy was in 59, Paddy Hosea in 59, and we were looking at all the old photographs, the old Kerry teams, Legion teams, my uncle Tim, my father, all different fellas that I pointed out, different names, including Joseph Weishi and more of the lads, Louis, and you know, all the lads, Mick Sullivan, all going back all the old to the old as the men said, we call it old now, but we don't feel old, but it's fantastic to see them. They're fabulous photographs, and the way they're presented is just unreal, in fairness.
Jimmy, the fact of you being here today now, and we're standing here in front of a huge exhibition to your uncle Timmy O'Leary, and there's photographs. Talk to us about Timmy O'Leary, because a lot of our older listeners on Terrace Talk will certainly know about him. They've been on to me to recount his history, and a lot of the younger people won't know about him. But Timmy O'Leary was a special footballer. He came from our own club, the Killarney Legion. Talk to us about your uncle.
Well, I don't know. Timmy was one of the quietest men, I suppose, you ever met. One of the easygoing people. And one year, I was very lucky. I spent a week with him on the lake when I was working in Mulcahy's many, many years ago. And I talked loads of football with him. Sometimes he wouldn't be inclined to, but by God, we were just the two of us on the boat, and it was fantastic. And actually, I read, and something that brought me back in this beautiful presentation here, where once he said to me himself, when he came out of the dressing room in Croke Park, and when you come up to these thousands of people, and he said, for one second, it's unreal. And but I read there where it was a party around the lander said to him, Timmy, it is only another game. Here in the photo thing behind us here, you know.
Now, he started very young, Jimmy. He started his career with Kerry very young because he won three All-Ireland minor medals.
He did. He played 4 years, from what I can gather through the history of it. But he also was the captain of the first team that ever got medals, which was very unusual. But then again, like he was an exceptional underage player, you know, in those times. He won the Dunlop Cup as well. He was captain. And even a lot of the things that you'd kind of forget about, where he got four goals in a match. To get goals in the matches in those days was unreal, you know, because the scores were always nearly maybe 3 or 4 points, and he got two goals and a point in 37.
So he's one of the very few players to have three minor All-Ireland medals, isn't he?
Oh, I'd say so, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And to play four different times, you know, it seems. But he was, and to be captain, of course, but he was so unassuming, he was unreal.
Yeah, as you said, he captained the Kerry Miners in 1933.
Yeah,
now, turning to his senior career, Jimmy, how many senior All-Ireland medals did he win?
He has two, 37. He played in 38, they were beaten by Galway, I think, and in 39, then again, he was a sub, he wasn't done. I think, anyway, that he had a slight injury or something. I'm not positive on that one, but maybe he just wasn't picked in the final, but I'm not sure, but he has two All-Ireland medals, senior.
And as you say, he was a renowned goal scorer in his time, because the one particular league game, he scored four goals, as you just said. But he, in All-Ireland semi-finals and finals, he could score goals.
Oh, yes, he has done so, going back in his history, but he whatever he had... unusually strong shot, is what, you know, I was told through the years by my father and like that. He had an actual wallop of a ball. And a funny thing that Brendan, my uncle, the last of the O'Learys from Eglinton View, I saw him kick a ball. Yeah, I was in my 40s. That's a good bit ago anyway now. And he hit the ball with his left leg, and it was unreal. I mean, and he was definitely at that stage in his, well into his 50s, you know. Yeah. So I was just thinking of the same thing, that he had a tremendous strong kick as well.
And Jimmy, he was one of the smallest men ever to win an All-Ireland medal. What height was he?
I'd say 5'5", 5'6", roughly. That'd be the maximum anyway, definitely,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Now, we're looking at these photographs here now, Jimmy, of the 1939 team and the 1933 team, and he's features in both of these, isn't he? And that was a very strong team. You might call it out there, Tuss.
Well, I wish him fairly needed less for most of them, but I mean, I Paddy Kennedy, of course, and to organise myself here, of course, knowing this one. I suppose, yeah, you had, well, the fellas I know, well, would have heard of more than anything else. Eddie Welsh, of course, Cannon Lyon, another great Legion man. Sean Rosten, of course, I met Sean, actually. And also Dan O'Keefe, of course, one of the great goalkeepers of our time, as involved. GA time, I suppose, in Kerry. Bill Dillon, Dan Spring, I mean. You know,
legendary players, yes. Sean Rosten was the captain of that team in 1939, wasn't he?
He was.
And then in 1933, previous to that then, Timmy won another medal.
That's the minor one.
That's the minor one, is right, yeah.
Yeah, you had he was captain, and you had Paddy Kennedy. You had Bill Dillon again, Billy Myers, of course, the great Billy. Nelly Myers' brother, Billy, who I knew quite well, and Nelly, of course. Who was fantastic all the time, just in great form.
And the selectors, Jimmy, and that 1933 All-Ireland winning team, it's fascinating to look at them. You had Michael McCarthy, Jerry O'Leary, Jack McCarthy from Tralee, Lartimer Sim, he was the trainer of that team that won that All-Ireland. You had Jay Hickey and you had Jack McCarthy, as I said, and Jerry Miles, who was the secretary of the county board, he was also involved. So looking at these photographs brings back a lot of memories for you.
Absolutely fantastic. Actually, that photograph, I've never had that one of the 33 team, so I'd have to talk to Tommy Regan someone in that and try and get it, because I would love to have it. I've never actually seen that photograph before.
Because Tommy Regan is the man who put all these photographs together. He had this fabulous collection of photographs. Timmy died a young man, didn't he?
Well, he did, yeah, he did. Well, he was always, you know, after getting TB in his very younger days, he certainly would have looked. They said if he, you know, only for the TB, he spent years and years in sanatorium. But he was an extremely fit man afterwards. Every night of his life, he told me that he actually exercised. Every night of his life. In his own bedroom, he actually exercised.
Yeah. What became of his medals, Jimmy, do we know?
Oh, we do, yeah. Brendan O'Leary, my uncle's wife, has one of them made into a brooch. And the other one is in England, as far as I know, Mary O'Driscoll. She has the other one, as far as I know. And there was a few league medals, and of course a lot of stuff was lost through the years as well, you know, because of moving houses and all that.
So, Jimmy, a lot of memories, a lot of activity going on behind us here. There's a huge crowd here in the Legion. So, listen to me, it's a nice way to commemorate Lana Globe by looking back and remembering Timmy O'Leary, your uncle, because it's the likes of him that made Kerry and the clubs the way it is today. It's very important to remember these people.
Well, it's fantastic, and of course for us as a family, it's great. Like to, you know, that we can walk up the stairs, and I'm my grandchildren are coming from the States now soon, and I'm going to bring them up here and show them the photographs and the both boys and girls and my Michael's kids as well. I'm going to bring them up and show them these photographs and show them their history and their heritage.
And of course, as you said, you're married to a lady who's a sister of Paddy Hussey, who won an All Ireland medal with Kerry. What year?
59. A good player, Paddy. I saw Niall Sheehan himself having a little battle many years ago in the park. A very good day. But
how important is a day like today, Jimmy, Lana Globe?
Well, I think it's fantastic for the GA. I think, I mean, I was a mess this morning, and that Clareman, Donald McNamara, your friend, said that, you know, it's so important for us. 125 years is fantastic. It's the amount of work, I think. I mean, when I saw the kids out here now today, for instance, and I've seen it. I lived in Cork for most of my life. And I've seen the amount of work that's been done is just unreal. And long may it last, because it's fantastic to keep the kids out there, let them be involved fitness-wise, every otherwise, it's just unreal.
Jimmy, listen, it was a great talking to you, and remembering Timmy O'Leary, one of the great Kerry footballers. He won 3 minor All-Irelands and 2 seniors with Kerry, and illness knocked him down early, died a young man, but listen to me, he was a great footballer. Thanks for talking to me.
Okay, wish it's a pleasure as always.